after you've gone and left me crying. After you've gone, there's no denying you'll feel blue, you'll feel sad. You'll miss the dearest pal that you've ever had. There'll come a time, now don't forget it. There'll come a time when you regret it. Someday when you feel lonely, your heart will break like mine and you'll want me only. After you've gone away.
With us today is Chelsea Reed, vocalist and founder of the Fairweather Five. They will be returning to Music Fest on Friday, August 4th from 8 to 9:30 p.m. at the Music Fest Cafe. Welcome to Swing Sunday. Chelsea, it's good to speak to you again.
It's nice to speak with you as well.
Okay, now getting into the first thing here, you started to fulfill your dream of forming a swing band in 2012. How does a person your age become attracted to this music?
I started the jazz program at Temple University in 2012 as well. I think my love for early jazz music kind of coincided with my love of just American history in general. And jazz is this music that has such a rich history and has such wonderful stories that intertwine with that history. And I just kind of became obsessed is the best word for just learning everything that I could about the origins of jazz and how it's developed to the music it is today. And so that just led to the music that I like to sing.
How helpful or how influential was Temple University in pushing you in that direction and helping you get to where you wanted to go?
Well, I mean, I met all of the members of the Fairweather Five at Temple. So definitely Temple was very influential, but it's also a school that focuses on being steeped in jazz history and the tradition. So it was a very supportive environment for singing swing music, and then I just happened to find five really close friends who wanted to go on that journey too.
Well, that sounds great. I'm going to put you on the spot here for a moment, since we're talking, throw you a curve. We're talking about Temple University, and this part of the conversation, I'm going to mention a quote from Terrell Stafford, if I may.
Sure.
Okay. He says, "You are a true extrovert. Even when you watch her sing, she engages you when she sings and makes you feel like you're part of the story, which is very important." How does that make you feel?
I think that was something he said about 3 years ago at this point. It was awesome then, and it's still a really nice compliment now.
Absolutely. He must be a wonderful teacher. And the words are words to live by, right?
Definitely. I think, again, yeah, I just, I relish not only, you know, like finding out the true stories behind the songs, but also just kind of interpreting lyrics and discovering maybe what I think the story is behind them. And so I think I'm kind of acting it out for myself on stage too, because it makes it, I think that's the only way that you can sing these songs and keep them fresh and keep them interesting, but also it's really fun for me.
Everybody loves my baby, but my baby don't love nobody but me. Nobody but me. Everybody wants my baby, but my baby don't want nobody but me. That's plain to see. I am his sweet baby. He is my loving man. He gives the best love like no other man can.
often play selections from your 2014 CD on the show. Have you recorded again since then?
Oh, yeah, we have. We have two other CDs, two other albums. One of them was a live one that we recorded in 2015. It's an EP of all blues music, so slower tempos that we played for an audience of blues dancers in Philadelphia. And then our newest one that we just released in June of 2017 features the trombonist Wycliffe Gordon, and it's called Spreading Rhythm Around. That's a full-length album.
Sounds great. Now, you perform here in the Valley and in the Philadelphia area quite often. Have you traveled farther from home?
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, right now I am standing outside of a library in Nashville, Tennessee, because we're on tour promoting this newest album. We have a show here tonight and then a couple more shows before Music Fest.
Great. Okay, now one final question. You refer to yourselves as, quote, silly, passionate people who love playing this music, unquote. Would you care to expand on that?
Yeah. I think it's important for me to always find a balance between being completely, seriously dedicated to jazz and to also realize that we are musicians and artists who are creating and having fun, so to not take anything too seriously. So I just really wanted, you are correct, I did write that bio, and I just wanted to make that factor of ourselves, our silliness and our goofiness is a major part of my performing style and the songs that I like and the people that I choose to play with. So that's the deeper story behind that, is that I am a goofball.
Oh, okay. Well, that sounds like a good place to bring this to a close. Let me repeat that you will be returning to Music Fest on Friday, August 4th from 8 to 9:30 at the Music Fest Cafe, part of Music Fest in Bethlehem, of course. And thank you very, very much for your time. How's the weather down there?
So sticky and hot.
Oh, great. Well, just like you didn't leave home. So,
right.
Okay. Well, we look forward to seeing you, and good luck with the rest of the tour, and we'll see you at Music Fest. So thanks again for your time.
Thank you. I can't wait.
Honey, two-step, gonna have a get you in a taxi, honey. Better be ready by 8:30. Now, baby, don't be late. I want to get there when the band starts playing. Remember, when we get there, honey, two-step. Gonna have a ball, gonna dance off of my shoes when they play.